third Shemit Tashir, Tuesday night, or le, hold on it, or le, Yutes Mar Cheshvan, third Shir.
Okay, we're up to the Halacha Gimel. Page 186 in the Sefer Shabbos Aretz. This is Halacha Gimel in the Rambam. And Halacha Beis Halacha Beis, the Rambam said that you only get Malkus. This is a big Yesod in the Hilchos Shviyos, and it changes like the whole face of Shviyos. That Midiyoraisa, you don't have the system of Avos and Toldos that you do on Shabbos. On Shabbos you have the 39 Avos. Sometimes you have things that we'll call Ko Avos. Sometimes you have Ko-Avos is like planting tavua, planting seeds, planting a tree, being markiv a tree, or markiv a tree, grafting, and creating different growths in a tree. So that's all, that's not even toldos, that's all like avos. It's called like ko-Avos. Maybe Afia and Bishel are ko-Avos. And then of course you have all the toldos. In Shvius, it's very, I don't know what to call it, narrow. It's only exactly what the Torah said. Maybe, we'll see today, B'tz Hashem, maybe not even an atiyah of trees, because it only says Sotcholot Tizra. It talks about Zron. Maybe not, it could be Medioraisa, there's no Zriya, an atiyah of trees is Mutal. So we're going to see about that. But certainly, as the Gemara says in Moed Katan, there's no system of Avos and Toldos. It's what the Torah said, and that's it. Those four. And the four are, we learned last week, Sod Chalo Tizra, Karma Chalo Tizmar, Sviach Kitzir Chalo Siktzar, V'Invei Nezivei Chalo Sivtzar, and we said last week. So that's the only four. Now, according to most Rishonim, it's really only two. It's Lo Tizra and Lo Tizmar, pruning a vineyard and King's Rod. Because the other two refers to the hefker aspect of the field, as Rashi says in Chumash, and the Chinuch learns the same way, as in the Nizivecha lo Sivtzar, the Esfiach Ketzircha lo Sivtzar means like a balabais. Don't act like you're a balabos. So it's a function of making the stuff hefker. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns that these last two, this is the way the Chazon Ish explains the Rambam, that it's also a function of improving the field. Whatever the pasuk is talking about, it's clearing away, being kotzer the tvua, in order to make the field ready to plant, in order to improve the field, ready, make it ready to plant. So that's the Rambam Shita, and you get Malkus for those four only, and then there are, so those four. Now we're up to Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam explains, and this is really the Gemara, and this is really the source, that we're very metzumtzum in Shemitah, meaning there's no Avos Toldos system. It's only what the Torah said, that's the Oraisa. Everything else is the Rabbanan. This is huge. I mean, this changes the face of Shemitah, because once it's the Rabbanan, I don't want to be cynical. Once it's the Rabbanan, then it's mutter in this case, and it's mutter in that case, and if it's to prevent, like, so much of a Shemitah keeping farmer is, as we'll see, as we learn more and more, we're like just getting our feet wet, is that you can do a Malacha Drabbanan to prevent Hefsid. If it's not to stimulate growth or to improve, but to prevent Hefsid, so you're allowed to do a Malacha Drabbanan, not a Malacha Drabbanan. So making things Drabbanan gives you a lot of work to do on Shemitah. And the Chazon, and we'll see the Chazon Ish's definition of La'ukma Ilana, and Rav Kook's as well, Rav Kook's is, the Chazanish is more Mekil, and Rav Kook is more Machmir in the definition of Leukme, what it means to prevent loss. But okay, I'm jumping ahead of the game. We're on Halacha Gimel now, the Rambam. It's just, I'm saying it's, in our lives, on Shabbos, I'll venture to say that it really, we barely know the difference between a Deraisa and a Derabbana. It's awesome. It's awesome. Maybe if I suffered the Rabbanu Makula or Makamachola, so it'll make a difference. But in everyday life, we don't have a carbon chattis to bring anyway, and there's not Negeya Skila, right? So not much difference, so to speak. But in Shemitah, it's huge to say that this is the Arise and this is the Rabbanu, because there's so much Kulas and Heterim. One something is Rabbanon. And so much is the Rabbanon, because you don't have the Obos Toldo system. So what on Shabbos would be clearly an Issa D'Oraisa, watering a plant. Watering a plant on Shemitah is Mutter D'Oraisa, because it's only a Tolda of Zriya, and it doesn't say it in the Torah. So watering, like Mutter D'Oraisa. So very basic. So the Rambam's, this is a Gemara in Moed Katan, everything I'm telling you now, and the Rambam is paraphrases or cites or almost quotes the Gemara in Halacha Gimel, page 186. Uzmira Bechal, I'm reading from the Rambam now, the text. Uzmira Bechal Zriya. Pruning, right, if you, why would the Torah mention pruning? This is the Gemara's right. If you look at Hilcha Shabbos, pruning is part of Zriya. You're stimulating the growth of the plant. Ubetzira b'chal katzira. Just because it's a different thing, betzira is grapes, and katzira is tefua. So why would the Torah have to mention things that are so similar? Why? So the lomba perkan akasuv. Why does the Torah specify betzira mira if they're included in zmira b'chal zriya? Right? Ubetzira is b'chal katzira. Lomba l'ka. I'll stay togos elu b'levad hu shechayav. They would be called toldos. Okay, it's they speak out that betzira and katzira wouldn't really be called toldos. They would be called ko-ovos, because it's mamish the same act basically. It's just with a different fruit. Baal shor ha-toldos shabavodus ha-oretz and shor ha-ovos shalonis parshu be'inyan zeh. Right, that's what that would be more a ko-ovos. Einaloka alehen, abel makanoso makas maridus. Now the Rambam's lashon is a little, he doesn't really say midivrehem. This is a discussion in Achrayim. It doesn't really say midivrehem. He sort of pulls back and he just says you don't get malchus for them, abel makanoso makas maridus. But the pashtus is that it's the Rabbanon. We'll see. Maybe we'll see. Okay. You look at the Shabbos Aretz, that's under Aleph on page 186. Val Togo Shabbos Aretz and Shor Avos Shalonis Porshu Beinyan Zeh. So that is that you don't get Malkus, you only get Makas Margus. If you look at the Tosefta Shabbos under that on the page, Yesh Omrim Shor Avos Avos Lamu Shein Lo Kan Aleihem Avol Also Some Over Baasei. They bring that on the bottom, that's the Aruch HaShulchan, that some say you're over an Aseh, by those that are not specified in the Torah. You're not over a law, but you're over an Aseh. Vasibah lekach, shemalochus mesuyomos mutoros hi, mikivin she'elu pulos tadirus ubulti chashuvos, l'chein einu begedem malochus. He's just giving a rationale why. In the Mishkan, we have the Avos that were Choshev in the Mishkan. See, they're suggesting it's sort of the same in agriculture. If you're a farmer, you know what are Malachos Chashuvos and what are not Malachos Chashuvos. So the not Malachos Chashuvos would be Mutter. Or maybe an Asay. That doesn't. The second sentence is not a continuation of the first sentence. The first sentence was just a Chiddush to the Chashulch and others that maybe the Asay. But then Vahasiba Lekach is the Siba for the, it's giving a rationale in the Din Torah, the Gzeres HaKosov, or the Limud we have, that other Malachos are not also Medirayza, because they're not considered significant agriculturally, or not as significant as these four.
Okay, then he talks about maybe we'll have people coming in playing more what's considered a nav, what's considered a tolda in agriculture, you know, what the farmers do, and when it's just a difference in tzuras hamalacha, or when it's a more fundamental difference. No. The pashtus is only midrabanan. There is a Dorach HaShulchan says maybe over the Aseh, which would make it a Diraisa. But I know that the Shitas Yachid, and we assume it's Dirabanan, which again, as we go on and learn more and more about Shemitah, and it becomes more and more the Maisa, makes a huge difference. The next piece, I think we mentioned last week, is very important, Gedulei Bayis B'Shvias, that's Bayis, on page 187. So we're reading now from Shabbos Aretz, Rav Kook Zatzal, V'ilonus Utzmochem Shabbatal Chabayis, Sofei Ku Im Yesh Behem Isser Mishum Shvias. This is based on a Yerushalmi in Orla, which says it's a Sofei. Afilu Be'ilu Ogos Vatolus Hamufu Roshim. In other words, the Sofei is even under the Araisa level. So maybe you would say Sofei Araisa L'chumra under the Araisa of those who b'shvius b'zman hazeh d'rabbonon. See, this is now, this becomes huge. Rav Kook says that shvius b'zman hazeh, which is d'rabbonon, maybe we'll have time as the year goes on, we'll learn it in the Mavol to the Sefer, who spends a few prokim establishing that shvius b'zman hazeh is d'rabbonon. So he says yesh l'hakel, and if you look in the bottom, footnote 14, this is just a bias, this is just a greenhouse, it's called. This is just with a roof. The point of a bias, the Chazanish says, we'll see in a second, what makes a bias, Lagabi, this Yerushalmi. Again, to start off with, Yerushalmi clears, maybe there's no din shvius in a bias. A bias means a roof. So Rav Kook is saying, b'shvius manzed rabban yesh v'hokel. It's not him, it's the Pas HaShulchan and the Orach HaShulchan HaOsid. Rav Kook adds b'mokum hefsid. That's his addition. It's a chumrah that you shouldn't rely on this sort of blanket heter of babayis in a derabbanon in everything nowadays, because the whole shvius is in a derabbanon. You shouldn't rely on it only b'mokum hefsid. Now yeshomim shababayis nogim called dinei shvius, and that's a toisus rid. And now this is the Yeshom shebesofik zay yesh lahachmir mikim and shikar asofik ubishal Torah areishi yesh lunuk leklole sofik diaraisa. This is the Chazanish Simon Chavbez Sifkot and Aleph. Brings down the Yerushalmi that clears it. Brings down the Pasah Shulchan that the Zman Hazeh that Shvius is the Rabbonon. You can be mekel at the end of the year. The Otzer Haaretz relies on this. Not totally. In other words, most of the year when they're creating what we'll see in a moment, even the Chazanish was Mekil, but nowadays they don't want to go along with them. I mean, the ones that don't want to go along with them, this is a big problem. But we'll see in a second the Chazanish was Mekil when it's also in an Otzitz Shein Onokov and in a Bayis. In a Bayis, which they call Matzah Menutak, where they put something down on the ground and it's really growing on plastic. They put down thick plastic. It's on a thick plastic, and it's in a greenhouse. That's what also Aretz calls matzah menutak, and they treat it no kedusha shvius. And you'll see the Chazanish also says you can be maker than that, because at the end of the year, I'm getting them to come. They're going to explain everything, I hope. But I'm just saying words. At the end of the year, they run out of that because you can't do it everywhere, and you can't do it with everything, and they just have bias. Which you say you want to be maker like the Pasah Shulchan, okay. But they do, that's what they do their mechira. That's what they call Heta Mechira Lechumra, which brings a smile to every Haredi's face. Heta Mechira Lechumra. But that's what they call Heta Mechira Lechumra. They're not just soymech on the fact that it's in a bias, they also have a mechira done, but they do a very serious, intense mechira. They
They don't like the Rabbanut's Mechira at all, and they follow Rav Kook's. We'll see, Rav Kook has special horos how to do Mechira, and they follow that, and they do it with just a bias. Anyway, getting back to the Chazon Ish, he brings on the Pasach Shulchan that the Zman Hazeh, with just a bias. This is not Matzah Menutak. This is even just a bias. Again, a bias is a chakira, a suffix in Yerushalmi. So the Pasach Shulchan says, Bizman Hazeh, that Shlius is the Rabbanu, you could be Mekil. I'm reading from a Chazon Ish, Siman Chav Bei, Sif Aleph. That Poshut Leila Machaber, the Pasach Shulchan, that was for many tens of years, scores of years, that was the Bible in Zion, and came along. Now there's a veritable explosion because so many Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, so you have Baruch Hashem, the whole Limud of Zion was mispateach. But then you had like the Pasach Shulchan, and then you had the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, and then the Chazon Ish came along in order to save Ron Zion. Anyway, so he says that the Posh Leila Machaber, the Gamder Rabbonon Loi Gozer Kan. Yes, with the Araisa. And if on the Araisa level you could be Mekil when you're clearing about a Malacha de Rabbonon in a bias, so when the whole Shvius is the Rabbonon, you can also be Mekil. And he says, Meiser, the Rambam's Machmir in a bias. So he says here they were more Mekil, Mishum Chaye Nefesh. But this is all the Pasach Shulchan. So the Chazon Ish doesn't like it. He says that you find this in other places in Yeridaya and in Ofer Shabbos, that Shvius, you can't be Mekel, not you can't. He doesn't know that there's a Kula treating it as a Drabonon just because the whole Shvius is a Drabonon. But the Malachos are the Araisa Malachos. You find that in Yeridaya, a concept of Yeshu Ikraman HaTorah, Engel Ikraman HaTorah. He doesn't like the idea of being Mekel. But he says in the next paragraph, the Nireh, the Otzit She'en Onokuv, the Ome Tachar Tikras HaBayis. So even the Chazon Ish is Yeshu HaHok, okay, he says Yeshu HaHokul Tfei. He could be more Mekel, the Lomotzinu, She'gozru, Otzit She'en Onokuv, Lian Shvias. Really, it's not so explicit that any Otzit Shein Onokov, that's not in a bias. Just plain Otzit Shein Onokov. And as we learned off the Shvius, we'll see about the flower pots. People have flower pots if they're hanging outside the Merpeset with a floor underneath, or it's in the house on the plastic. So he says you don't find the Feirish really that Otzit Shein Onokov is Osir on Shvius, with the Rabbanon, of course. So you certainly could be Mekel, then you can kind of grow. Learned the whole Chazon Ish, but at the end of the day, one of the reasons we couldn't get other kehilos to join up with us last Shemitah, there were two problems. I told you the southern border and Matzah Menutak, which is a not insignificant part of what they have on Shvius, and they call it without Kedusha Shvius. They sell it in the stores as not Kedusha Shvius. The Chazon Ish is Mekel. In Matzah Menutak, the Chazon Ish says you could be Mekel. But he does say, I'll add the line, Yeshlach Kor Achkar HaMinhag. I don't know how you do that with Shemitah. There wasn't a minhag. The Im Avoseinu Nagu Bo Isser, we're talking about even Otzit Sheino Noko Ben Abayis, Ein Koach Lahatir. It's not that clear. So follow the minute. But okay. In the next paragraph, he doesn't like the yisod of the Pasach Shulchan that just because Shvius is the Rabbanon, you could be Mekel in a plain bias. Machmir, a bias. Okay. What's a bias, he says? So anyway, this to be Mekel. I went through the Indian last week with Rabbi Stein, so we ended up, we're fine with being Mekel in a Matzah Menutak. Well, before we jumped in, we checked with Shaul Reichenberg. Rabbi Shaul Reichenberg is the head of Rabbi Fati's, the Kippah Sirgah. People have Bechon HaTorah, Bechon HaAretz. It used to be in Kfar Darom, now it's in Ashkelon. the Haredi, the black hat equivalent of that, is Rav Efrati's place, something, 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 the Hisyashvus Haaretz. It's an entrance to Har Nof, a big building. So the head of that is Shaul Reichenberg, a very knowledgeable individual, and he said to us he really doesn't think Rav Yashiv really would have a problem with Matzah Menutak, at least. No. Okay, so that's why we jumped in and we said, look, if the Chazon Ish is Meikil and the Pasar Shulchan is Meikil, they give it a plain bias. And Rav Yashiv and Reichenberg says, gave a little wink and said it's okay, so that's why we jumped in. The bias, the Chazon Ish says, we're not talking about a bias that would be chayev in mezuzah. He says, v'hadas noted the ikar tolui b'kisui, meaning a roof. Not exposed to the sun, I guess, or rain, if it would rain. V'ulai tzorech mechitzos yutfachin. If I remember correctly, this does come up sometimes, that you need, they're makpid to have mechitzos of yutfachin, the osaharets, if I remember correctly. Okay. Then he says, if you make it, you're not allowed to remove the tikra during shvius. You can't plant it, and then once it's growing, remove the tikkur and shvius. You can't do that. That would be Zriya Gemura. Okay, so that's Gedulei Bayis. Rav Kook, Tzal is Mekil, it quotes the Pasar Shulchan. That's not Mekil, even if Rav Kook throws in B'mokum Hefzid. So, Otsa Aretz, as they say, it's B'mokum Hefzid. Nowadays, the way the economy works, it's certainly a mokum hefzid, they claim, but they're not samech on that. And again, at the end of the year, they do hetter mechira also. When they end up with Joe's bias, they do also with hetter mechira lechumra, as they call it. Okay. I'm sorry, my hearing is not good. I apologize. I don't have a thing for hearing.
No,
the Pasuk is only talking about a plain bias.
No, he says chaya nefesh tolim. I mean, it's mokum
hefzid. Yeah, but if you look in the Pasar Shulchan, it's clear that he's giving a reason why it's different than Maiser. He doesn't mean to say that every case has to be Chaye Nefesh. He's saying, why isn't it like Maiser with the Rambam's Machmir and Abayas? Because Shvius has to do with Chaye Nefesh. You can look for yourself in the Pasar Shulchan and decide for yourself. They give the Maramokim in number 14. Okay. Then Yesh Omrim Shibabayas Morgan Koldine Shvius. And the Chazon Ish says you should be Machmir. On page 188, they bring in another sheet of a Machmir. Some say there's no lav, but there's an assay and a bias. Now, you know, you always have a sheet for everything, basically. Some say there's no Issa D'Arais and a bias, but there's certainly an Issa D'Rabbanon. Okay, some say it's only Lagabe Avoda, but not Lagabe Kedusha Shvius. There's Shitos galore, and you can look it up, and if you're interested in going through the Inyan. Then the last Yesh Omrim on page 188, before Gimel, that's the Chazon Ish we just saw. Yesh Omrim Sha'af L'Shitos Ha'Machmiros B'Bayis Yesh L'Hokel B'Otzit She'enu Nokov. Now look in the bottom. So that's the Chazon Ish. Now Gimel becomes very important. Yesh Omrim Shekoma Shemufka Migeder Soda Areza Begeder Sofek Beshvius. So I see if there's a roof, once it's not in an open field, Pochos Midal Ramas, I say you don't need Mechuyev and Mezuzah. If you look in the last sentence in 27, this becomes a big issue sometimes. Footnote 27. The nearest of the Hagdora Zoo, Urios plastic uzhuchis, gamke nechshavos kabayas. There's different ways they cover the mokom where the plants are growing, and at what point does it become a bias? How permanent have to be? They're quite makbid that it should be like a permanent fixture. Something of permanence, not just you throw over. They're very makbid, these people. Not just you throw over a covering and you say, okay, there's a bias. They're pretty makbid on that. Now look at this point. This becomes a major point. V'yesh misha omer, we're on the last line of page 188. Sherak kishahu leroetz legidol. I believe roetz means it spoils. Anybody? Come on, Ivrit.
Hold it down?
Yeah, it impedes growth. In other words, this is a big issue. A greenhouse, I have to admit my amaratsis here. In other things, I don't have to admit it. You have to find it out for yourself. But here, I have to admit it. A greenhouse does not impede growth. Like, it helps the growth because it's more intense, the light. So that's what, on the bottom. Let's look at the Chazon Ish. Siman Chof, Sivkot and Vav. So this is a problem if a greenhouse is going to be a bias, because Chazon Ish claims that perhaps the whole kula of bias is going to be something that impedes growth. It's in the Chazon Ish, Siman Chof, the last paragraph of Os Vav in Siman Chof. Azareya Babayas Goratve Shenzu Ekazriya Nigorilam Birushalmi Inoigo Shvias. There's a Mishnah in Shvias, which some of you may know if you know Mishnayas. Osim Lohem Batim, it says by trees. There's a Lashon Oslam Batim on Erev Shvias, but not on Shvias. Eino Inyan Lotea Babayas, the Osim Hagag Mitzad HaIlon is Megin Bifnei HaChamo. That's, in a bias, it's not Megan. It's talking about it. It doesn't protect from the elements. No, Megan b'fnei hagashamim v'hatal v'avir. V'hosum habayis v'hetiv hagidol. That bias helps the growth. Avol noteya b'bayis hatzmochim hein v'matzav bilti tov v'rotzui. Shenishlal mehem pa'elos ha-gishomim v'ha-tlolim v'ha-avir v'kavei ha-shemesh v'ha-bayis lehem l'roats. This is the Chazon Ish. Apparently it's his own svara. It would of course create a problem in a greenhouse if you want to use the kula being a bias. Maybe that's why they're not so crazy about it. But it's the Chazon Ish's svara that the point of a bias, the point of the suffix, is not just it's ain't a doma l'sada, but because it's actually detrimental to growth. And it might not be the case, therefore, in a bias that's not detrimental to growth. Okay, that's the Chazon Ish. Kiri HaMivne, page 189, Tzorech Lios Kavua. Okay, that they're very marked on. Yesh L'Histapigim Tzorech Mechitzos B'Gobi Yitzvachim, which, if I remember correctly, they're very marked on. Okay, let's move on. The Derech Emunah, by the way, in case you want to take notes and see, in Sivkot and Tess by Os Yud Beis of the Tzion HaHalacha, he just brings down the Yerushalmi and doesn't count. Doesn't say much about it. Okay, let's continue. Vaita Shvius Bistei Hefter. This is Os Hay on page 189. Besoda shall hefker yesh l'estapik and yesh bo din shvius. That's a stickle, yesh omrim shem dinei shvius noigim bagmas hefker. Yesh omrim that there's no Israel of this haaretz, but there is definitely kedusha shvius. Why should a stah hefker be mufka from kedusha shvius? Yesh omrim that there is an Israel avoda, and there is an Israel, and it is kedusha shvius. Okay, this is L'chayim that Nogeya many times. Page 190 is very Nogeya, and he says, Shvius Badmas HaTzibur, Admas HaLa'um, national parks, national grounds, HaTzibur, or something belonging to the Tzibur, so definitely, Yesh Behem Chiyuve Shvius. Okay, let's move on now to Halacha Dalet. I don't know why he put these things in Halacha Gimel, but he did. Now we'll move on to Halacha Dalet. So again, in Halacha Aleph, the Ramban introduced us to the Mitzvah Saseh, which we talked about. He introduced us, to the essay. Then he took us about the lav. In Halacha Beis, he says the lav is only these four malachos. In Halacha Gimel, he says it's only these and no others. Everything else is Makas Mardus, probably Drabonon. We'll see. Ketzad. Another Rambam in Halacha Dalet says Ketzad. Hachoresh, Hachofer, Mitzorach, Harisha, we talked about. Harisha is not the assay of the Choresh of Akotu Tishbos. We Paskin, the Rambam Paskin, that Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. So is Harisha also Medirais? Many say it is, but it would only be a Halacha Moshe Misinai, not even the assay. Maybe the assay of Beshov Sahoretz, but not the assay of Choresh of Akotu Tishbos. Probably a Halacha Moshe Misinai. And so he says, Ketzad, here the Rambam says it's only Hachoresh or Hachofer. Chorish is when you chorish the field. Chofer is called Idur, like when you're ma'adir tachas hagafanim, you dig into the earth to soften it up under particular plants. That's Chofer. Letzorach hakarka. That's a very important yesod. You can certainly dig in your field to make boros for water. That's mutter to do on Shvius, to dig a bore for other purposes other than agricultural purposes. Oh hamasakel, this would be also on Shabbos, to clear the field. Oh hamazabel, to fertilize the field. Bakayotzi bahen, mishor avodos haoretz, b'chein hamavrich, oh hamarkiv, oh hanoteya. We'll see about this when it comes to noteya, because Rambam puts it together with hamavrich and markiv, which is grafting. Or I think it's called when you bend over a branch and you. Anybody know the English word for maverick? What? I don't know if that's the word, but. What? Layering. Thank you, that's it, layering. The chayot ben meavodos ilonos makanos o makas mardus midivrehem.
What does that mean?
It's a way of. You take a branch from a tree and you bend it over, and then when it takes root, and it could become, and then you snap it off, and it becomes its own tree. That's called that's mavrich from the word berich. You create like a knee. It looks like a knee when it starts. Markiv is you graft into the tree. You put in a branch from a different tree. On Shabbos, all these are also midiraisa. Here the Rambam implies that even noteya a tree, we'll see in a moment, but the Rambam implies that even noteya a tree, and certainly mavrich and markiv, which would be toldos, even on Shabbos they would be toldos, noteya might be a ko'av with zriya on Shabbos. Mavrich and markiv are certainly toldos on Shabbos. On Shvius he says only makanos and makos mardus midivreya. And again, the Rambam stresses the Torah HaKarka, because it's certainly mutter to be chofer in your land, according to the Rambam here. We'll see, that's an issue if Noteya is the Araisa or not. Noteya might be learnt out from a Kal V'chomer of Tizmor. If Noteya is the Araisa, then it's the daddy of Tizmor. So that's the Shaila. You certainly don't get Malkus. Chazon Ish holds it's the Oraisa, but you just don't get Malkus because ain't Oinshin Men Adin. But, okay. That's a good question. Some say that a seed of a tree is definitely also the Oraisa, and the whole question is Natiya, to plant a plant of a tree. So, okay. Let's see, Rav Kook on page 191 says a very big chiddush, tremendous chiddush here, tremendous chumrah. For also says kol avodas hakaka kula b'shvius kedarko b'chol hashonim. If you, a tremendous chiddush. He says if you, he says, look at it on page 191. He says if you're a farmer and you're going about your business and you're doing all your regular work on shvius, wherever the field's up to this year, whatever level it's up to. Bapopi, it punkt is not up to Zriya, or Zmira, or Katsira, but it's part of the normal agricultural processing of this particular field. And he goes about his business. This is almost like Uvdin the Chol on Shabbos. Rav Kook is Mechadesh, Nirishu Ober Ba'asei Shal Torah. This is like a bomb Chiddush Chumra, that the Asei, it's not going to be the Lav, because you're not doing the actions with the Lav and Asei is Osir. Look in the footnote 4, Divrei Atzmo. This is Mamish Rav Kook's Chiddush, Al Pi HaRamban, in Vayikra, they bring down the Ritva. Look at the next line. It's important to see in footnote four, second line. B'Shabbos Haaretz, that's in a different volume of the set. Bir Harav Zatzal Sheharamam Kosov Shalshor HaTolgos Lokim Makas Nardus. The Lo Hiskir Shem Divrei. Rambam doesn't say Loshem at the Rabbanon, but Feirish, the way he usually does describe something as the Rabbanon. He says, Lokum Akas Mardus. Mikivan Kshed Diber Alklolus Atoldos Nichlolobim Kvius Avadosim Bechodon Bolashini. That's why. Amazing Kiddush. He says, that's why the Rambam doesn't say it. Because the Rambam, Avadas Rabbanon, these Toldos. But the Rambam is including in his portrayal this scenario that you're working the field with just Toldos. But it's your normal working of the field. So the Rambam doesn't want to say any Divreihem, because he holds that's also with the Araisa. Shavuyitochen Sheish B'zeh Israel Seish Al Shvisa, and therefore you get Makas Mardus. And then he has another place in the Kuntras Achron, and says it's a tremendous Chiddush L'chumra. Okay. Then the Yesh Cholkin, they bring down, many argue and say that that's not the case, it's only the Rabbonon. Who? Bays. Let's go on to Bays. Chomer is a Natiya. The Rambam Mechayra treats Natiya as a Dravonon, and certainly Mavrich and Markif. So, Yesh Omer Shemotea Makanoso Makas Margus Medivrehem, Bekimin Shirakal Arba Malachus Shusku Befeirish Betorah Loke Midin Torah. And Natiya is not one of them. And that's what many hold in footnote 6. They bring down all of the Makoros that the Rambam indeed holds that Natiya is Medirabonon. Noticing meanwhile that whenever something's in question, they throw in, well, you probably already have say anyway. They bring that down for the Rachashulchan Asid. That it is, I would say it's like a fi and bishul. It's even more than a ko'av. It's just in a different thing. It just takes on a little different form. So some say Natiya is going to be with your eyes. I don't know how they'll fit it into the Lashon Rambam. Some say it's learned out from Zmira. V'yei Shomer, look at the last line on page 192, that if you plant the seed, Asura midin Torah Kizriya, but Unatiya Sichor is Midirabana. Then Gimel, and Shabbos Haaretz, Yei Shehishu din Harkova v'Havrocha Ladinei Natiya, whatever Natiya is, they are. But the Yesh Mishomer Shafilim Natiya Asura Min HaTorah Harkoban Havrocha, certainly only the Dirabonon, because they're mamish a different form of creating a tree. So that's certainly only Dirabonon, because it's not mentioned in the Torah. Yesh Mishahekel B'Natiya B'Gush. This is already, if it's not in the regular land, but it's in a flower pot, in a gush, in a clump of earth.
Attached to the
curse? No. So, Shane on the Tila Dine Orlo came in Shvius, I'm not sure how much that comes up. I have to ask them. I'm talking to them. I'll ask them if that comes up, how they deal with that.
About the clock starting regarding Orlo?
Oh, if you want to know, the Derech Emunah and Chav Zayin describes these processes. Mavrich Hainu Shenosein Onof B'Chuba B'Oretz U'Motziu B'Mokamachem.
V'yosim imenu ilon acher u'markiv haynu shenosein anof me'ilon zeh al gav ilon acher. And they combine. U'b'shabas hein b'chlal noteya avolkan afilum noteya d'yoraisa mikomakom ein elu einon elu medurabono. Okay. The Derech Hamuna assumes b'shem b'chazanish that noteya is also medurayso kal v'chomer mizmira, but you don't get malchus because ain't on shem and adin. But he does bring down the yesh rishonim, Rabbi Notam and the Rash and others, that noteya is only also medurabono. Does anybody, can someone help? Derech Emunah says as follows. I don't understand the words. Ein malaktim asavim. You can't pick grass migabe zevel. Maybe it's growing on. It's,
yeah, the heat of fertilizer.
Yeah.
And they're sprouting some grass.
It sprouts grass.
Or herbs or whatever. You can't pick it.
Yeah, he also says that there. Hamuna says also the tzorach karka is if you're digging for water or to create a trap for animals, that's mutter to do on Shvius, to dig in your field. This becomes very nagay in a garden where you might want to dig for different reasons in a garden, so that's why it has to be the tzorach karka. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem next week. Next week, maybe I'm meeting with the Hotzaris people, Mitzvah Shem, on Thursday in Ashkelon, and I'm gonna maybe be a little smarter after Thursday. Maybe. I said maybe.